It is April 3rd. The accusations brought by the International Criminal Court against Putin in the forced transfer of Ukrainian children to the territory of Russia is a very serious thing. Putin really kidnaps and kidnaps massively Ukrainian children. It is clear that he does not do it himself, that thousands of Ukrainian boys and girls were forcibly taken to Russia by cops, military and officials. But they acted not of their own free will, but because their state is pursuing such a conscious policy, a policy of kidnapping children and depriving them of their national identity. And since all politics in Russia is determined by a single person, it is no exaggeration to say that it is Putin who is the ideologist, inspirer, and, as he thinks, the main beneficiary of the mass kidnapping of children. Someone might say, well, yes, Putin's dogs are taking children from Ukraine to Russia, but this is for their own good. Children are taken away from the war. Such people can and should be answered very simply. Firstly, there would be no war if Putin and his dogs did not start it. Just imagine, a bandit broke into someone else's house, set fire to it, killed the adult inhabitants of the house, and took the children with him before they died in the fire. Who is he? The savior of these children, or is he still a bandit? There is nothing to even discuss. Secondly, these children could go to relatively calm regions of Ukraine or farther to Europe, but the Russians deliberately did not give them the opportunity to live. And thirdly, the Russians take Ukrainian children to their country not at all of consideration of philanthropy. From stolen children, they raise people who should hate Ukraine and everything Ukrainian. The Russians have developed special educational programs for kidnapped children, which are based on instilling in them the idea that it is shameful to be Ukrainian, and Ukraine itself does not have the slightest right to exist. It would sound monstrous, but the Russians do not save Ukrainian children. They save wars whom they hope to turn into some of janissaries of the 21st century. People who lost their own identity and were indoctrinated by the ideology of their captors. If they did not have a complete disregard for Ukrainian children, they would not bomb schools and kindergartens, would not destroy residential buildings with artillery, and would not execute the parents of these children. But they don't care. They want future slaves and future soldiers. And from kidnapped Ukrainians, they are trying to raise people of just these types, slaves and soldiers. In one of the villages that was under Russian occupation, I was told that the Russians forbade children to go to school. The occupiers did not understand the Ukrainian language and could not control the process of teaching. That is why they were afraid that teachers would tell children the truth about the war and about the Russians. Therefore, they simply closed the school when they could not convince the teachers to switch to teaching in Russian. Russians forcibly sent several children to orphanages in Russia to be raised by local teachers. One of the invaders said directly to the locals, "It would better to have no children in your village than to have children raised as Ukrainians." The Russians are well aware that their rockets and shells kill children and their parents. They know that if they had not come with the war, then millions of Ukrainian children would have had a normal life without fear of dying or being maimed. The Russians themselves came to kill Ukrainian children. They themselves came to turn them into orphans, and at the same time, they have the audacity to call saved the children they stole and whose parents they killed. War is really hard. I know it myself. In the harsh conditions of war, you become rougher and angrier. But damn it, it's so cynical and brazen to use children stolen from their parents or those whose parents you yourself killed. This is generally beyond my understanding. For me, there is no one more precious than my daughter. I would probably do anything for her. And I understand perfectly that all sane people in the world have exactly the same feeling for their children. Human life is the main value, and the children's life, the well-being of the child are doubly valuable. But for the Putin gang, nothing is sacred at all. that seems that they themselves were born not to living parents but to some insensible creatures, there is no other way to explain all the abominations that they bring down to Ukrainian children and parents. You know, after all this, supporting Putin means supporting the kidnapping and murders of children. It means to be on the side of absolute evil, evil devoid of even the most primitive ideas about what is permitted and what is forbidden.